Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Well, the last time Arts Connection talked to lore artist Phil Irish, he had just arrived in Alberta and was settling down to his residency at the Banff Centre for the Arts. Well, he's back from the six-week program and recently hosted an artist's travelogue, an illustrated romp through Alberta where he took in mountains, the Athabasca Glacier, the oil sands, and a landfill site, among other locales. Phil's on the phone with us from his home studio in Alora, ready to talk about the studio process during his residency and a few of the other artists who challenged and inspired him. But first, let's listen to Run Back from the Wherever We Go CD by the Royal Foundry, a Sherwood Park, Alberta husband and wife folk duo.
When your face lights up and you're down in your heart, you see, darling, I know and I don't see that spark. You turn away to try and ease the pain. It's easy to know who's the one to blame. Try to fix it, but you can't.
Run back into my heart. Never knew there were things unsaid, but you were there from the start. You carry on your heavy loads. Never could see how good it was, but you always knew.
Stretched out and the face against the pain, I'll hold you tight, let you know it's alright to fail. Be still my heart, I will not part from your ways. Hold fast to the road, it'll take you home. Try to fix it, but you can't.
Conversation with Phil Irish. Good evening, Phil.
Good evening.
Now, last time we talked, you had just arrived in Alberta and you were just beginning to get settled at the Banff Centre for the Arts. What were some of the things that sort of filled those 6 weeks for you?
Oh, you know, it was such an amazing 6 weeks. It's hard to distill it down, but 6 weeks is a great length of time. You really get under the surface of things, you get to dig into things, and the people were wonderful. So some of those relationships with artists, a lot from Canada, but there were also some from the States and several from Australia, you know, just really keep you thinking new thoughts. It was really a stimulating time of encountering new ideas. So that was amazing.
Now, you weren't just staying in Banff. You had a couple of things that you were doing as part of the project, as part of the research, the Athabasca Glacier, the oil sands in northern Alberta, a landfill site. Is there any one of those experiences that still comes to mind as you think back on everything?
It was pretty amazing how I balanced my time there, because obviously I love being in the mountains, but those more industrial-type sites really sharpened my sensitivity, I think, to appreciate the mountains when I was there. But to see them in a bigger setting of how we as people shape our world, you know? I mean, God gives us this ability to shape and create, and how are we using that as, you know, as a civilization? What are we doing? So really, it's the contrast between between those things that really has kind of hooked into me. And that's what I'm trying to think more and more about.
Well, looking at that, and in terms of that whole shaping there, you know, to the major industrial things, as you talked about when we were when we did the last interview, you were just getting ready to go and see this landfill site, which there were huge industrial sized trucks coming in with trash and things like that, and then the oil sands. When you're looking at all of that, how do you think that responsibility that God has given to us to be the caretakers of His creation, how did that affect you, and especially when you're looking at those large industrial type complexes?
Well, it's interesting because how we live all the time depends on those things we don't see. So I went to the oil sands, which is kind of the beginning of the energy that we use and all the products that we make out of that kind of material. And then the landfill site is where it goes when we're done with it. So it's kind of both ends that we are masked from seeing. But as I look around my studio right now, I mean, I see bubble wrap, I see my furnace, I see like all these things, right? So our lives are so enmeshed in these systems that we don't think through. So to see it, it was a very raw kind of thing to see it, and to acknowledge how it's going to take some real imagination as a culture to think about how to do better. And just at the visual level, I mean, seeing at the landfill site, they have this lifter, they call it a tipper, that picks up one of those huge tractor-trailer trucks that's full of trash, and it just lifts the whole thing up like a dump truck. The whole entire truck is full, and it's just like an avalanche. So I come from seeing the mountains with the glaciers and the avalanches of the mountains, and I see this avalanche of garbage pouring out of the back of this truck. And you know, same things with the oil sands. I mean, you see the ingenuity, the how clever they are to figure out how to do it, to extract the energy out of that. But you also see how much work that is, and the days of oil being easy are done. The fact that this process can make money tells you that the day of putting a hole in the ground and getting rich are over. And so we need to think about other things. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's huge imagination in how they are building the oil sands, but I really wish we could use imagination in a way that had a different set of values in there. So.
And on the flip side, you also had that whole natural beauty. You had the mountains of Banff that were right there, and I've been to Banff, and it's just a beautiful place and surrounded by these mountains, and then, you know, also the Athabasca Glacier, which is right between, you know, Banff and Jasper. Contrasting, and as an artist, I mean, you're looking at some of the things, you're looking at these as an artist. What was that contrast between that whole natural beauty of some of these just mountainous and gorgeous scenery compared to some of the industrial stuff that you were looking at?
Mm-hmm. Well, just, I love the mountains. I have been in the mountains before, but not really for many, many years. And to have that amount of time to sort of make friends with them, you know, to get familiar with the different times of day and the different points of view. In fact, my last day there, I climbed up Sulphur Mountain just because I ended up staying up all night because I had to paint my studio white and clean everything up. But I just wanted to be up there one more time and seeing the light shift across the ice. And, oh, it's just amazing. And it felt surprisingly intimate to me, too, like, that there, you know, in a way you're not actually seeing that far. I mean, the prairie actually felt more vulnerable in a way with the huge sky. I mean, the mountains are so particular. I found them very like characters. I love them. And so I've had a great time painting them, and I'm going to be doing much more with that. But again, what I'm trying to do in the paintings is to bring those two realities together that we don't usually see together. Haven't figured that out yet. Well, I've made some pieces for sure.
Yep.
It's kind of the beginning of that question in my work, so I'm really excited about that.
Well, I want to pursue that a little bit, but we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Phil Irish and talk about not only just some of the challenges and joys in creating those projects, but also some of the people that inspired you during that time at the Banff Center for the Arts. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
I couldn't be wrong, but I know this is right. Could be wrong, but I feel it inside. What if I'm wrong? Can I swallow this pride? Does she know where the light is?
He could be wrong.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Something More from the Wherever We Go CD by the Royal Foundry. The folk duo of Gerard and Bethany Salty was recently named as one of the 12 finalists in the Alberta Peak Performance Project sponsored by a Calgary radio station. Unfortunately, when the program was recorded, they still hadn't announced the winners, so we don't know whether Gerard and Beth made anything out of that, but we'll try and keep you updated as we go along. But we're going to continue our conversation. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with artist Phil Irish. Phil, just before the program, you're talking about how, you know, in terms of putting together these visions of the man-made creations and God's creation, and trying to mesh all that in that whole Trashing Mountains project. What were some of the challenges you had from an artistic perspective in going through this residency?
Well, about the oil sands and these issues, it's so quick to get caught up in you know, trying to figure out scientifically what's going on and trying to measure the different, you know, biases, and it gets very difficult to weigh through it. And that isn't really the role of art. And I am very much an artist interested in the poetry and the metaphor of things. So I'm trying to figure out how I can use the kind of imagery that I'm interested in from this learning, but to distill that in a way that has a broader application and really gets people thinking rather than providing an answer. Because that's what art is, when art works best.
Mm-hmm.
So that emotional level and a kind of set of intellectual problems, but not necessarily spell it out like a propaganda piece.
Right.
That's a rich question, and I'm really excited about
it.
Yeah.
Were there any aha moments for you when you were out there?
You know, there was so much that happened. In terms of my own work, you know, there was a great energy of producing images, abstracted but related to what I was seeing, and then starting to collage them together. And I really do feel like that's going to be really exciting to see that come together. So that was really exciting. About people I met, there was a visiting artist. Her name is Mia Fier, and she's a Canadian, but she's actually living in the States. And she's done a project about the oil sands, and a lot of very charged work. And it was really exciting to see her and meet her. And she's very gutsy and fierce. And that was another highlight for sure. Mm-hmm. It was getting to see her work. Her work is huge, like installations of. Large scale, where you're walking around, often suspended from the ceiling, and very strong imagery of her oil sands one has these black pipes and birds, kind of bird wings, and inverted trees. Very strong imagery.
Well, looking at it and following some of the stuff you're doing on social media, there were times where you were gathered with some of the artists that were there and that. What was it like being amongst a group of artists that, you know, you maybe had never met before, maybe had heard of, but, you know, all of a sudden you're thrown together for 6 weeks? How did that interplay in that artistic community work for you?
You know, it was... there was a grace about it that was wonderful. 6 weeks is long enough that you really get to know people pretty well, and you're sharing work, but you're also sharing meals together, sitting around a bonfire at night together, and so I describe it almost like a mix between doing your master's in art, where you have critiques and visiting artists, and it's a little bit, you know, ambitious, mixed with summer camp, where you really get to know, you make fast friends at the camp, and you're in a beautiful environment. So it was that kind of funny mix of summer camp with doing your master's in art, which is beautiful. I can't say I've ever been in another environment like that.
Well, I know you were also there to work in that, but did you get a chance to sort of just take in some of the sights of that whole area?
I mean, I was pretty focused in the studio, which was great, but I did have a number of times where I just set it aside to go exploring. I spent a bit of time in Calgary, a bit of time in Edmonton. I had the obviously the ecological trips that we've already talked about. You know, I spent quite a bit of time on that Icefield Parkway. And there's actually a smaller road parallel to it. And I just stopped. There's a Whirlpool Creek. There's this little bridge. There were no cars. I got out my drawing stuff, and I did these drawings of Whirlpool Mountain. And I just felt so alive out there. It was really, really great. Yeah, so I made sure to spend a good time and hiking right from the Banff Center. I met a bear. I was a little too close to a grizzly for comfort, but yeah, that's definitely a great part of being out there.
Wow. Looking at the experience and looking at everything that you went through, if you'd found another artist came to you and said that they've got a chance to do the residency as well, and wanted your advice on it, what kind of advice would you give to them?
You know, people have very different approaches, and I've seen those approaches work while I was there. You can go as someone in a thematic residency or just doing your own thing. And I did the thematic, and I'm very glad I did, because some of those visiting artists I had studio visits with, and that's part of that kind of program. And that really worked for me. I think another question that I've been thinking about is, do you go in with a really ambitious kind of plan, or do you go in just seeing what you discover? And I was a little bit more the former, although, I mean, I discovered tons of things I didn't expect and I could use them, but I really had a bunch of ideas to pursue, and that felt fabulous and I felt like I was just flying. But I've also seen people go and find things, even work in ways they would never have expected when they got there. And that's pretty beautiful to see as well. So I'm not sure which is better. I'm glad I did what I did, but it's interesting to see that both ways can work.
If you had a chance to do it again, would you?
Yeah, well, I would love to. 6 weeks from the family is a trick, so I don't see doing it soon. But yeah, I'd love to do it again.
Well, let's take one final break, and after we do that, we'll finish up our conversation with artist Phil Irish. I'm your host, Robert White, and you listen to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
It's you and me now, living the quiet life. It's you and me now, we've been burned once or twice. Said, ooh, come a little closer.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to All We Have from the Royal Foundry's debut CD, Wherever We Go. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Phil Irish. Phil, looking at you are in the midst of, actually, no, sorry, you just have finished doing an artist travelogue for people to give them an idea of what was going on. What are some of the things you're going to try and share with the people?
You know, I've had so many people ask me, what was it like? And it's so hard to distill it down, and I'm so visual, it's always hard to do it in a conversation. So I've strung together a whole set of images that tell the stories, that introduce some of the artists that I met, that show the places I visited, and it's a very good way, I think, to condense what I've been through.
And I know one of the things we talked about in the last time we were talking is some of the challenges you might have had getting your finished work back to Ontario. Was that as much of a challenge as you thought it was going to be?
You know what? It worked out really well. One of the things about Banff is there are professional staff that know a lot of things. And their mail room is fabulous. I basically, I think I sent 4 boxes home. And it was much more affordable than I thought because they have institutional rates and so on. So it was much cheaper than if I'd done it by myself. No stress. It worked out really well.
So what's next? Now that you've done the residency in Banff, now that you have all of this material, research material that you've amassed, what sort of is in process? Where are you at this point in time?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a lot of interest around this project and the images I've been sending out. So I have meetings with a few curators, studio visits, people coming to my studio to see what's going on. I don't think there'll be a show this calendar year, but I would expect maybe a couple things next year and a couple in the year after that should be coming out of this body of work. So that's exciting. The interest, I think, is there, and it's nice to see ideas with room to roam.
Were you able to actually get items finished while you were there, or are there still, was it everything is still in process and you still have finishing touches to put on some of the material that you did?
Well, I did one large collage piece, which is like 8 feet tall by 16 feet wide. which is one of these ones where it's like paper hanging off the wall and curling, and there was a mountain image, and then a digger from the oil sands coming out the bottom, and these kind of, the mountain is kind of sliced on one side, so it's unfurling across the wall. So I did one piece like that, that I feel like that's a finished thing, and yet I could add ingredients to it or change it. But I felt very pleased with it. The other thing I worked on was I like to work on aluminum and then make images and then cut them up and collage them together. I didn't cut them or collage them because it would be too hard to get home. But I did paint probably, 20 panels while I was there. And so I made a kind of collage on the wall just with them flat. But I'm looking forward to getting my saw out and combining those ingredients together in a more kind of fierce and jagged way. So that is great material that I just have stacked here beside me and I keep looking at, and I haven't got to the point of collaging it yet. So.
Well, if people didn't get a chance to get to the travelogue, where can they find out more about what you've been doing and what's up next for you?
Well, my website is philirish.com, which frankly hasn't been totally updated yet with this new project. But that's a great way. You can even get on my mailing list by doing that too on the contact page. And I would love to have people sign up for that. And I've also been keeping a blog on Tumblr, which has much more about the Banff experience. And a lot of the stuff in the Artist Talk is related to that as well. And that is phil-irish-artist.tumblr.com. And you can follow that as well, and I put up a few things every week on that.
Great. Well, Phil, thanks very much for your time tonight.
My pleasure, Robert.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Phil Irish. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter @Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host saying good day and God bless.